أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين وعلى من اتبع سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, continue inshallah with a series of the objectives of the surahs of the Quran, and tonight inshallah our imam will read Surah Al-Anfal. So we are going to talk about this surah. This is surah number 8 in the chronological order of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah was revealed in Medina. The ulama call this surah the surah of Badr, because this surah talks about the battle of Badr and some of the details. Not the details like the seerah, but this surah talks about two main elements. And these two main elements summarize the objective of the surah, the structure of the surah. And the main objective is the laws of victory and success. The laws of victory and success. This surah illustrates that basically there are two laws of success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using in this surah, talking about the incident and the battle of Badr. The surah starts with a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. O Muhammad, they ask you about the spoils of war. This question is in ayah number 1. Ayah number 1. The answer was given in ayah number 41. The question about the spoils of war was in ayah number 1. The answer was given in ayah 41. This is the greatest lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the sahaba, you are asking about these spoils of war, things of dunya. I'm going to tell you who was responsible of this victory that you have. Then after 40 ayat, I will answer your question. So subhanallah. The Sahaba started to talk and dialogue and discuss with the Prophet ﷺ and among each others, to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتقوا الله فير الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم. Fix some of the differences among you because of these things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on in the surah to talk about the attributes and qualities of the believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Most certainly, the believers are the ones when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, their hearts tremble. They feel the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited on them, what happens to them? Their iman increases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues saying, the believers are the one who establish salah, and also they provide for the needy from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them in terms of provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the true believers and those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the highest ranks. Very well. After that, we have about 35 ayat talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message is, you are talking about the victory and the spoils of war. Know that victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 35 ayat is talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gives victory. So, the first law in victory according to the surah is yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad Rasulullah. It is given in the ayat. So let's take our journey as usual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought you with you sahaba, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to find those people and the battle happened. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising you one of the two, either the caravan of Abu Sufyan or the army of Quraysh. What was the wish of the Sahaba? The easy one. Which was the easy one? The caravan of Abu Sufyan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the meaning of this encounter and this battle, and this battle will become an incident that will change history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so that they would encounter the army and for the battle to happen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. You called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extending his hands up and he is praying to Allah saying, Ya Allah, if this group of people are destroyed, you will never be worshipped on earth again. Oh Allah, give us your victory, the victory that you promised. And Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, you have made so much dua, you have cried so much to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure will give you the promise that He promised you and will give you victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that part of answering the dua of Rasulullah and the Sahaba is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 1,000 angels, groups after groups. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about other numbers, 3,000 and 5,000 of angels coming as groups. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He was making everything in that battle, controlling everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Most certainly, victory does not come from anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the main element of the surah. This is the theme, this is the central theme of the surah, that victory comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues by saying that He sent the feeling of sleepiness. You know, Sahaba felt that sleepy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He made the Sahaba feel sleepy so they become more tranquil. You know, take it easy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their hearts the ease because of that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made rain come down on the Sahaba also to cleanse them and clean them and make the sand under their feet firm. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He made your hearts firm. Allah continued that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels to make the hearts of the believers firm. And this is another lesson that we learn, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many occasions sends the angels to the believers in Him to make their hearts firm in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the angels were participating in that battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to emphasize the main theme, the central idea of the surah, which is that victory comes from Allah. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you did not kill them. O Muslims, you did not kill them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who did it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the Prophet according to the story in the seerah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a punch of pebbles with sand and he threw that on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His power, made these pebbles reach the face of every one of those disbelievers whom were opposing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Prophet, you did not throw. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made the pebbles reach their faces and reach every and single one of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give now the emphasis on Muhammad Rasulullah. So the first ayat was La ilaha illallah. Let's summarize for the benefit of the brothers who came a little later. The main theme of Surah Al-Anfal is that victory is from Allah. This is the law of victory. Victory comes from Allah. The Sahaba asked a question about the spoils of war. And this question appears in ayah number 1. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the answer in ayah number 41. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling the Sahaba, you are asking about spoils of war. Let me tell you about something more important, and that is, this victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know the one who brought the victory, and therefore the spoils of war that you are asking about. So for many ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the main theme, that victory comes from Him. وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And this second ayah, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Muhammad, you did not throw. O Muslims, you did not kill them. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has done that. We will wait for the adhan, then we will continue inshallah. Inshallah, continuing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings Muhammad Rasulullah. So the first illustration after the question about the spoils of war was that victory is from Allah. O Muslims, you did not kill them. It was Allah who did it. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not the one who threw the pebbles. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made it reach the face of every and each one of them. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the yaqeen on Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa rasulahu, wa la tatawallaw anhu, wa antum tasma'oon, wa la takoonu kalladhina qalu sami'na, wa hum la yasma'oon. O you who believe, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, and do not turn your backs to Him. To who? To the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not be like the ones who used to say or said before. We know who are they from the ayat we discussed before. We hear and they do not hear. We know who are these people. Many surahs already talked about this idea. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings an amazing ayah regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walil rasul. Istajibu lillahi walil rasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Wa'alamu anna allaha yahulu bayna almar'i wa qalbihi. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. O you who believe, obey Allah and His Messenger when both Allah and the Messenger call you for your life. Amazing expression in this surah about Allah and Rasulullah. So every order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and every order from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a life for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in many ayat of the Quran that anyone who turns their back to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be dead spiritually. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of the one who accepted Islam and is obedient to Allah and the Messenger as a living person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a light that he and she walk with among people. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Obey the commandment of Allah and Rasulullah when you are called to what is your life, your spiritual life, your life, best life in this life and in the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anyone who turns their back to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and al-Rasul, this becomes a khiyana. Khiyana is like treason. It's the biggest sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa rasul, wa takhunu amanatikum, wa antum ta'lamun. In ayah number 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fact that we just mentioned, that a believer who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger is given a light of Furqan. And what is the name of the battle of Badr? The battle of Al-Furqan. What does the word Al-Furqan mean? To split haq from batil. To separate good from bad. To separate truth from falsehood. To separate iman from kufr. That's why Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given this attribute. What's his name in Islam? Al-Faruq. Why? Because he had so much knowledge and he has so much personal character and wisdom to split it the way it is. Al-Quran al-Kareem was revealed about 13 times to confirm the opinion of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed the opinion of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah that talks about the battle of Al-Furqan gives us the way to gain that Furqan and to approach the quality of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. O you who believe, if you have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the quality of furqan. Anyone who increases in the quality of taqwa, which is the general purpose of siyam, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Why, Ya Allah, you prescribe siyam for us? La'allakum tattaqoon. In order for you to achieve the levels of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the fitan come, when the ahwal come, when things become foggy and vision is not clear, anyone who has taqwa, Allah will give them the light to split it and come out of the fitna, to come out of the ahwal with a clear vision, with the correct thing, with the haqq. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. If you have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you the criteria and the criterion to judge the situation and come from any ahwal like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the kuffar, the disbelievers, whom were fighting against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were trying to do three things according to this ayat. They were trying either to control Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and imprison him in Mecca, or dispel him out of Mecca, which they did, or kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if they would have killed you, O Muhammad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have destroyed them. So the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even a barakah for the non-believers. Can you imagine the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on those who testified that he was the messenger of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And Allah has made it a command that He would not punish them as long as you are among them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the equivalence of the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, they will not be punished as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present and alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in the same ayah, they will not be punished as long as they do what? وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the safety as long as the person is doing istighfar and constant with istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the oath of protection for that person from punishment. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. It is not for Allah to punish them as long as you are among them, O Muhammad. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه. Okay, continue inshallah with this great surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the second element of victory. Remember, summarizing, Surah Al-Anfal, the main theme, the main idea of the surah, O Muslims, these are the laws and the conditions for victory and success. What are they? La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. The second one, making the maximum effort. This is what the surah is all about. The Sahaba started by asking about the spoils of war in ayah number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you asking about these things? I'm going to delay the answer until ayah number one, number 41. Let me tell you who was responsible for this victory and what were the conditions for your victory. Condition number one, as the ayat we discussed, was yaqeen on la ilaha illallah. Then now we just discussed yaqeen on Muhammad Rasulullah. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the ayat that talk about the effort of Sahaba. We will go to ayah number 46. In ayah number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a very powerful idea, which is ikhtilaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not have differences among you, because if you do so, then your power, barakah, your effort could vanish and go away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the secrets of victory and success that led to this great battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in ayah number one, when you asked about the spoils of war, you had discussions and differences among you. I want to let you know that these differences are very dangerous. Stay away from them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about shaitan. When he saw that everyone was fleeing and running away, he said, I have nothing to do here. You know, I wash my hands. I am out of here. And this is the trick of shaitan. Shaitan makes insan fall into the trap. After insan has fallen into the trap and shaitan, you know, has convinced him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will say, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have nothing to do over here. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the effort of sahaba, which is the idea that I will end the talk with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. Okay, yaqeen on la ilaha illallah, yaqeen on Muhammad Rasulullah. The second element is effort. This is the condition for victory, and that's how Badr was made, the effort of the sahaba. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in a beautiful ayat how the sahaba sacrificed and they made hijrah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِ وأنفسهم في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك بعضهم أولياء بعض والذين آمنوا ولم يهاجروا ما لكم من ولايتهم من شيء حتى يهاجروا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing the effort of the sahaba. Number one, those who made hijrah and those who did the effort with their nafs, with their mal, with themselves and with their money, and they did the effort في سبيل الله, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the effort of those who receive the nusra, Ahlul Madina, Al-Ansar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Those who have made hijrah, those who have made the effort, those who made the juhud في سبيل الله, these are the ones who also supported the Muslims who migrated from Mecca to Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the maghfirah, the pardon, and the most generous rizq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to, inshallah, hear this and apply in our life and call people to it. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.